Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. 8:30 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A Wichita man has been sentenced to 28 years and 6 months in prison in the death of his 23-month-old daughter. 31-year-old Michael Williams was sentenced Thursday for first-degree murder and child abuse. His daughter, Princess Teonia Williams, died in September 2015. She was left with her father while her mother worked. The police affidavit says the girl suffered massive internal injuries, including a skull fracture and rib fractures. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
With a mostly clear sky this morning, maybe a few high clouds, it is going to be warm and humid today. Should be around 85 for the afternoon high, and just enough moisture and instability will be in place. We could see a few late afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Tonight's low 67. A system will move in on Saturday, giving us scattered thunderstorms with a high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy and 66 degrees. Not much wind this morning, southeast at 8 miles per hour. Kansas says it collected $1.9 million less in taxes than anticipated in May.
Department of Revenue reported Thursday that the state took in $441 million in taxes compared with a projection of $443 million. The shortfall was 0.4%. The state saw a small surplus in tax collections in April, and the department noted that the state remains on track to meet projections for the current budget year. The state has collected about $5.2 billion in taxes since the fiscal year began in July of 2016. Lawmakers are working on proposals to raise taxes to fix the state budget and provide additional funds for public schools. With Thursday's report, the state's budget shortfalls total $889 million through June of 2019. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A man was stabbed in northeast Wichita. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says it happened late Wednesday morning in the 5200 block of East Kensington. There were two men and a woman at the residence, and they all knew each other.
During the incident, a 23-year-old male was struck with a blunt object to the head and stabbed in the midsection of his body. A 23-year-old female was also on scene and was struck by the suspect. The 20-year-old male suspect was on scene upon officers' arrival.
The victim hospitalized in serious condition. Suspect was booked into jail for aggravated battery and attempted first-degree murder. Two people were hospitalized after a large disturbance in southwest Wichita. Police Sergeant Woodrow says about a dozen people in their late teens showed up Wednesday afternoon in the 1400 block of South Fern. They were there to fight a 15-year-old boy as part of a previous incident.
A 57-year-old male was trying to get the suspects to leave, and several suspects began striking the victim and another 37-year-old male with bricks and fists. During the altercation, the 57-year-old male retrieved a knife and stabbed the 17-year-old male suspect one time in the abdomen area.
The man with the knife and the teenager who was stabbed both ended up in a hospital in serious condition. Thousands of volunteers ready to go as Wichita gears up for Riverfest 2017. Mary Beth Jarvis is president and CEO of Wichita Festivals.
And there is not a department in the city that doesn't in some way help us make this happen and help host this to add this amazing quality of life signature event to Wichita. And so we're thankful for Parks and Rec, Public Works, the Arts and Culture Division, and city leadership for their support of this festival and all that it has contributed to the community over its 46 years.
The 9-day festival begins today. KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
Hiring across the country slowed last month, according to the Labor Department's latest numbers.
American employers added 138,000 jobs in May, below the expectations of economists, but enough to push the unemployment rate slightly lower to 4.3%. There was work to be found in healthcare, mining, and in restaurants, but most other sectors were flat. Job gains for March and April were revised down, so hiring over the past 3 months averaged 121,000 jobs per month, well below the average from the same time a year ago.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. More economic news today. The U.S. trade deficit rose in April to the highest level since January. The trade gap with China saw a sharp increase. So far, the deficit up nearly 13.5% from a year ago. The White House says the Paris climate deal would have burdened taxpayers and been a jobs killer. Vice President Pence telling Fox the deal was a transfer of wealth between the most powerful economy in the world to other countries around the planet. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
8:34 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. A lot of anticipation for a film that's opening this weekend. Ted's going to take a look at the box office predictions. Ted?
Yeah, the summer box office hasn't exactly gotten off to a roaring start. But let's see what happens when Wonder Woman comes out this weekend.
Should be a wonderful weekend at the box office.
I used to want to save the world.
There's a lot of pressure on Wonder Woman to save the summer. Some predictions have it opening to $100 million or more. The studio, Warner Brothers, is more cautious, expecting somewhere in the $65 to $70 million range. Reviews are glowing, which is rare for a DC movie these days. Also opening, the animated Captain Underpants, tracking at around $25 million. Kathy Griffin is getting some cover from a fellow comedian, Jim Carrey.
I think it is the job of a comedian to cross the line at all times.
He tells Entertainment Tonight he didn't have a problem with the decapitated President Trump head photo shoot. Larry King also defended Griffin. She apologized for the pics almost immediately. Carrey, by the way, executive produces a new Showtime dramedy about stand-up comedy called I'm Dying Up Here. That premieres this Sunday. Also Sunday, we say goodbye to the critically acclaimed but little-watched HBO show The Leftovers. I'm Jason Athanson.
Let's get some music news. It's been rumored for a while. Now it's official. Deacon Frey, son of the late Glenn Frey, and country star Vince Gill are going to perform with the Eagles at the upcoming Classic East and Classic West festivals this summer. That news announced by the Doobie Brothers, Patrick Simmons, in an interview with Michael Strahan on ABC's Good Morning America.
Now, you have some news to share about the Eagles, I understand.
There's some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Vince Gill and Deacon Frey are going to perform with the Eagles.
With the Eagles. Oh, wow.
There you go. Little roster moves for the Eagles on their action this summer. Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Eagles healing from losses on the road.
Earth, Wind, and Fire will be performing at the Classic East, Classic West Music Festival this summer, along with fellow bands Journey and the Eagles. Earth, Wind, and Fire's Verdeen White says he's looking forward to the Eagles performing because Glenn Frey's son, Deacon, will be sitting in for his late dad. White understands exactly what the band's going through after losing his brother, Earth, Wind, and Fire founder Maurice White, last year.
I think it's going to be great for them, and I think it's going to really be probably healing for Don, you know, for Joe Walsh. I think it's good, and it's nothing you get over, you just honor it through doing the music.
Linda Lopez, ABC News.
A couple of movie anniversaries today from the films that are on the National Registry. Today is the 75th anniversary of the release of Mrs. Miniver. Mm. You ever seen this one?
Oh, yeah.
Romantic war drama film directed by William Wyler. Greer Garson, Walter Pigeon, won 6 Oscars. It won Best Picture. Best Director for Wyler, Best Actress for Garson, Best Supporting Actress, Teresa Wright. Like we said, it's on the National Film Register.
I like it. It's kind of captured the flavor of England during World War II.
Yeah.
And the bravery that the people there, you know, suffering through the Blitz on London. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're suffering through that and all the other things. And Dunkirk's part of the thing,
mm-hmm.
too. Escape from Dunkirk. Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Mrs. Miniver's 75th anniversary.
I love it.
And
yes, sir.
70 years ago today, it came out in Wichita Theaters, a little movie called Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Which is a movie I never get tired of.
No. You can't get tired of that one.
Film won Best Actor, Supporting Actor, Edmund Gwenn, of course,
yeah.
as
Santa
Chris
Claus.
Kringle.
Yeah.
Best Writing Oscar, Original Story Oscar, Best Writing Screenplay Oscar. It was also nominated for Best Picture that year, lost to Gentleman's Agreement. It is also on the National Film Registry.
Natalie Wood.
Very young and talented Natalie Wood.
Maureen O'Hara
as a divorcee.
Absolutely beautiful.
John Payne.
Wow.
Great character actors in that movie as well.
Yes, sir.
Now, of course, it's one of the quintessential Christmas movies.
It is.
But the head of the studio, Daryl Zanuck, wanted it released in May.
Because?
He argued that more people go to movies during warm weather. So he puts the movie coming out in June. the studio promoted it without mentioning at all that it was a Christmas movie. Yeah.
And how did it do, I wonder?
Yeah, it did well. It was critically acclaimed, and of course,
well,
it's become
good,
this
good stars,
great
in it,
Christmas yeah. movie, yeah. But they released it in June in 1947.
Well, they came back and re-released it in December.
Wow. Something you did, but that's the way they were doing it
yep.
back then.
Sure was.
There you go. It's one of the great movies ever. It came out 70 years ago today. Well, there's another movie coming out. Daily Show alum Dimitri Martin wrote, directed, and stars in the movie Dean. It's about a New York City illustrator who falls in love with a woman in Los Angeles while trying to keep his father, played by Kevin Kline, from selling the family home after his mom dies. Mary Steenburgen, also in this movie. Here's a clip that involves Kevin Kline's cell phone, and I think it's very closely based on the life of Steve McIntosh.
I don't want to just sell our house, Dean. Oh, my God. It's my new friend. Sorry. Here we go. I can't talk now. I'm with my son. You see, I'm busy.
I can't see you. It's more of a voice thing.
Oh, you think you can't see me? Yeah, dream on.
They know what's going on at the other end of this thing.
There. Oh, well, I just took a picture of my sandwich. Okay, hang on. Come on.
Kind of like you and your cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Pandemonium.
That movie is called Dean. That's coming out this weekend. Well, speaking of movies, it doesn't get much bigger than what's coming out in just a couple of months at the end of the summer. Yes, the next edition of Sharknado.
Oh, hell no!
If it's summer, it's Sharknado time. Sci-Fi just announced the fifth installment in the deliberately cheesy franchise, Sharknado 5 Global Swarming. Featuring plenty of the usual celebrity cameos, it'll premiere August 6th. The tagline, Make America Bait Again.
Sensates by their nature are a threat to secrecy.
Bad news if you're a fan of Sense8, the Netflix sci-fi drama about eight people psychically linked with one another who share thoughts, feelings, and abilities has been canceled after two seasons. The second season finale aired May 5th. Just how big was demand for Sunday's One Love Manchester benefit concert? Tickets sold out in 6 minutes Thursday morning, leaving many fans who attended the original concert without their promised free tickets. Ticketmaster extended registration for a few hours for them. The All-Star Concert will raise money for victims of the May 22nd Manchester Arena bombing following an Ariana Grande performance. I'm Christopher Watson.
And how can we not revisit once again Sharknado 5?
Sharknado.
Make America bait again.
Oh, boy. Terrific.
There you go. It gives you something to look forward to as the summer goes on.
And tonight we'll see you at the Satellite Auto Glass Sundown Parade, Steve and Ted, the PA announcer.
Woo-hoo!
Of course,
see
the blur is fought
Entertainment
you
News in the Blur, yeah. Brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
You know, if you've gone this whole time without ever going down and tasting it,
yeah.
Hey, it's June. Why don't you make that your goal?
Let's go.
Why don't you head on down to
today.
Pizza John's in Derby. They're right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You won't be sorry. You'll just have a tasty meal right there on K-15. It's Pizza John's in Derby.
Derby. 8:42, Steve and Ted. Coming up, a look at salaries locally and nationally. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.